Well, if it was a peaceful protest, then certainly whoever is saying so does know what peaceful means, because all I can tell you is that it was not a demonstration, and it was not a protest. It was a very violent demonstration where shops were looted, where there were barricades of all roads leading into town to say nobody should go to work, where a lot of people broke into various shops, and where a lot of people were also injured, and even one policeman was killed. So to say it was a protest, I must say, protests usually have got people who must be carrying placards to putting across what they are complaining about. But there was no such thing. It was not even spontaneous. It was thoroughly organized. And under the pretext that the president had announced fuel price increase, and as soon as the president left the following day for his tour of Eurasia, heading eventually for Davos, this violence started. It was obviously timed also to coincide with his tour of Europe. But I can assure you a lot of police stations were even burnt. I don't know what kind of peaceful protest that is. And a number of other very, very key areas, including pharmacies, were burnt. So I don't understand when somebody says all this hooliganism is peaceful. I've never heard of any peaceful hooliganism.
Even President Emmerson Mnangagwa has taken issue with the way the police or the army handle the protest. I know you say it's not peaceful, but even President Mnangagwa took issue with the way it was handled. The Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission also come out to say the army shot live bullets into the protesters.
I'm saying the president has called for investigation into this matter and has also asked those who are affected to come forward and report who did whatever to them, including those who claimed it had been raped. And nobody's coming forward. So how does the president come to such a conclusion when nobody's coming forward with any complaint? I know there have been arrests. Certainly people have been appearing in court, and the courts have sentenced some to some prison terms, and some have been discharged. So the law is taking its course, and those who are obviously who are involved in looting and whatever criminal activities they were involved in are in facing the court of law. And those who are not involved have been discharged. So I don't see where the issue is. But certainly it was not a protest. It was a violent demonstration.
So before I let you go, the allegation is that the Mnangagwa government is involved in a misinformation or a public relations campaign internationally that some the critics say is intended to mislead the international community about exactly what happened. Is the government involved in a campaign to let the international community know about what happened?
No, the government is not involved, but certainly what I can say is that we've got a number of ambassadors in Zimbabwe representing very many countries, and surely they should be able to brief their countries of what they saw and what happened. That is why they are ambassadors. They should report what they saw, and I hope they've done so. That is, it was a massive violence. Cars were burnt, buses were burnt, so I don't understand that if anybody says this was a peaceful protest. We allow people to protest for sure, but they must be peaceful, but not violent. If they are going to burn shops and burn cars and burn buses and they destroy roads and block roads, surely you can call that peaceful.